scary, huh?
What?
The trees, they kind of look like those hooded creatures in the movie, don't they? Did you like the movie?
I told you I did.
No, you said nya. Nya is exactly halfway between ya and na. That's the kind of answer I would tell my students is ambiguous. Was that your intent?
More or less.
Oh, but I know it's tough on you, but hey, look, see on the bright side. You know, every other week we get to stay up late, eat junk food, and go see movies your mom and never let you see in a million years.
What are you doing?
You didn't see that deer?
No. Where?
It's gone. It must have... Wow. It must have run away.
Whatever.
Ooh. Oh.
What?
Oh, it's a flat. We must have blown a tire driving on the shoulder. I'll be right back.
Maybe we should call someone.
It's a flat tire. It's, you know, despite what your mom says, I'm not completely useless. I'll be right back. It's just the wind. Eric, get back in the car.
It's right. Just me. Come to me. It's all right.
Some backup. Just pass exit 5. Car on the shoulder of the road. Old male in the driver's seat. Under the influence of something. Wait, there might be another one. I'm gonna need an ambulance.
State trooper took this before the paramedic showed up. He's unconscious, has 4 broken bones. He's gonna be in the hospital for a month.
I didn't hurt my son.
You remember removing the tire iron from the trunk?
No.
That's the last thing you do, remember.
I picked Eric up from school Friday for the weekend. What day is this?
This happened 2 days ago in Beechwood, New Jersey. Mr. Fisher had ingested LSD one afternoon and didn't come down until 18 hours later.
The hospital reported 6 other patients who ingested LSD in the last 24 hours. The hospital called the CDC. The CDC called us.
So a bunch of people got spiked. What makes it a BAU case?
They each received 10 to 20 times the normal dose.
It's enough to kill a small child. Or cause a grown man to kill him with a tire iron.
Of the seven victims, there was one death and one coma. This is from hospital security footage the same night Fish and Lawrence did.
These people didn't get spiked. These people were poisoned.
Roman philosopher Lucretius wrote, "What is food to one is to others bitter poison."
Of the seven victims, Gail Norman was the only death. She was 78, ran out in the middle of the road and was hit by a car. She was DOA.
The other potentially fatal case is 9-year-old Brittany Cannon. She fell out of a treehouse and fractured her skull. She's in a coma and the doctors don't know if she's going to come out of it.
They want to handle the press.
We still don't even know how these people got dosed. I think it would be irresponsible to issue a warning without specifics. It'll just cause panic. I did notify the local PD, though, to be discreet.
How is it possible that none of these people knew how they got poisoned?
None of them remembers anything about the day it happened.
And these people were so messed up, it's made it difficult for local PD to retrace the victim's steps.
So we need to go on precedent. We know there are four types of poisoners who target multiple victims.
There's the true believer, the political terrorist slash religious cult.
There's the extortionist, product tamper who holds a business hostage in exchange for money.
Or the prankster. Usually a younger offender who doesn't mean any harm, and it's basically just a big practical joke.
And the Avenger, someone with a personal vendetta who chooses poison as their weapon.
So we need to find out as quickly as possible which type he is. Because with the exception of the prankster, all these types commonly test their poison on a small scale before carrying out a larger attack.
Well, let's hope this was just a prank.
I would suggest we split up the victims, see if there's a pattern to the victimology.
Most of them are still in the hospital. I'll call local PD to meet us there.
I'll check the lab reports. Maybe there's a clue to the unsub's motive and the specific nature of the poison he used.
I can't imagine anybody could want this to happen.
Detective Hanover, Beachwood PD.
Agent Hodgman, this is Agent Gideon.
Thanks for coming out such short notice. Doctor said he may have permanent brain damage. I've never seen anything like this.
Well, let's hope we can help.
Have you had a chance to review the victim's files?
We're especially interested in talking to the boy's father.
We'd like to get a sense of why he turned violent. While the lab analyzes the specific nature of the LSD he was dosed with, we'd like to get our own sense. Was it the drug itself, or was there something else going on? And hopefully that can give us a little bit of a window into the motive of the offender.
He's in a psych ward.
Yeah, we'll keep it short. Pressure?
Shrink or cuff?
I'm an FBI profiler, so I guess I'm a little of each. I'm Jason Gideon. I can't imagine what you've been through. I understand you recently divorced your wife. Can you tell me why?
What do you want to know? Was I angry about the divorce? I mean, was I so angry that I wanted to hurt my son to get back at her? Is that what you want to know?
Were you?
Let me tell you something about my wife, okay? About what she did in my house, in my bed, with the investment banker next door. But you want to know what the worst part is? My son, Eric, is angry with me. She's the cheater. And he's angry at me. Me.
What did you do? Did you want to hurt her?
Of course.
And the kid? I mean, it's her kid, right? I mean, he takes her side. You want to crush him, too? You want to shut his obnoxious little mouth up for good?
No! No! Right. He doesn't understand.
Took her side. I'm sure it's not the first time he's done that, sir.
Eric! Oh, Eric! Why did this happen to you? Why did this happen to you? Why? Why?
Calm down. Hold your head. Hold your head. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Well, he's raw, broken, and seriously pissed off.
He didn't hurt the son to get back at the mother?
Not consciously, no. Rage was real, but understandable, and never apologized. When he lost control, he didn't even say, Eric, I'm sorry. He said, Eric, why did this happen to you? He never even confessed to hurting the kid.
So the drugs tapped into the rage but didn't cause it?
That's my guess.
That's consistent with information we just received from the lab tox screens. They didn't find any trace of PCP or any other drug indicating the unsub was intentionally trying to make people violent. But they did find traces of rohypnol in all the victims.
A central nervous system depressant, it's similar to Valium, only 10 times more potent. It's commonly known as a roofie, or a date rape drug.
Right, and one of its side effects is amnesia, which explains why none of the victims remember how they were poisoned.
We compared notes on the victims we talked to. So far, there doesn't seem to be any pattern as to who got hit. Maybe the drugs themselves can explain what type of offender we're dealing with. A lot of kids are using LSD and rohypnol these days. Fisher is a high school teacher.
So it might be a prank after all.
Yeah, one that went horribly wrong.
Yeah, I'm going to get a list of students from Fisher. We'll see you later.
Okay, we'll be right there. Cops may have figured out where everybody was dosed.
Uniforms were on a canvas. The staff here remembers seeing 4 out of 7 victims here the day they reported symptoms.
Please tell me your staff didn't mention the canvas was about a poisoning.
They didn't, but I had to tell the owner.
Is that the owner?
Is it normal?
No, Truco.
I'd be shocked if this doesn't get leaked now.
I just hope nobody jumps to the conclusion it's bioterrorism.
All right, I'm going to go talk to the cafe staff. Make sure they know to keep it quiet.
Can you think of anyone who'd do something like this? High school kids hanging around?
Honestly, I can't tell them apart. You should talk to Danny.
Danny?
Busboy, high school kid. A lot of his friends come in here. His girlfriend was here Saturday night.
Is he here today?
He's supposed to come to work after school, but he called in sick.
What's his last name?
Wallace.
I'll have Elle check at the school.
Your phone number, what?
Hotch, I checked the high school and Wallace's house. He wasn't there. So now I'm at his girlfriend's house. Okay, I'll call you back. Samantha?
Yeah.
I'm with the FBI. Can I talk to you for a minute? Where are your parents?
Working. What do you want?
Well, you didn't go to school today, Samantha, and neither did your boyfriend.
I'm sick.
You something personal? I think that something might have happened to you. You want to tell me about it?
I don't know. I don't remember.
What do you remember?
He took me someplace on his motorcycle. I remember waking up.
I was naked. I was all beat up. And he was there. Above me. Holding me down.
Who was?
Danny.
I called the doctor earlier.
I see her.
Hello?
Samantha, listen to me. Don't hang up. Do you hear me? Samantha!
What do you want? Why do you think someone's here?
Don't mess with me, Samantha. Don't do it. If you say anything...
You can go.
Come with me. You're gonna call 911, and as soon as I leave, you lock the door behind me. Do it.
It was near his girlfriend's house. Hillcrest and Maple and... I can't see the other cross street. Yeah, okay. Put your hands on top of your head. Off the bike! On your head!
You know what you had in mind when you skipped school today, is it, Danny?
You want to tell us about Saturday night, Danny?
I didn't do anything. Samantha doesn't know what she's talking about.
A lot of people saw you together at the cafe on Saturday night. What did you decide to do, Danny? Dose the common milk so that nobody would know that you just wanted to roofie your girlfriend?
That's not true.
Sex was an issue in your relationship. She told me about it. She wasn't prepared to give it up, so you decided to take it.
Oh.
She had bruises all over her body, Danny. You hit her.
Well, I didn't mean to. She was freaking out, punching me. She was on something. I was just trying to help her. I was just trying to hold her down.
She was hitting you, but you still had sex with her?
No.
Then what, Danny?
Well, it was after. After we did it. We fell asleep. When she woke up, she was seeing things.
What things?
Look, she was on something. And if it was acid or whatever, I've taken that. You give that to someone without telling them, it doesn't exactly set the mood.
Kid is right about that. If he wanted to slip a girl a date rape drug, why did he give her LSD too?
This boy seems too scared not to be telling us the truth.
So Samantha was just the eighth victim, and the boyfriend working at the cafe was just a coincidence.
But even so, there might be an explanation why the two drugs, LSD to hallucinate and Rohypnol to forget.
Forget what? What they were hallucinating?
No, how they got dosed.
And the unsub's covering his tracks. It's much too organized for a high school prank.
And there still hasn't been any kind of ransom demand.
Which rules out the extortionist.
Or any visible political group or cult in the area.
Which rules out the true believer.
And leaves us with the Avenger.
We can give him a profile.
We believe whoever poisoned these people was motivated by revenge.
The randomness of the victimology. Average people in an average-sized town. All points to a local resident.
We know that people who poison for the purpose of revenge primarily act alone.
However, he may have manipulated someone close to him to assist him. The unsub usually disposes of these accomplices when they're of no further use to him.
The unsub is likely a cautious, deliberate, and highly functioning male between the ages of 35 and 50.
He chose LSD for a reason. LSD is about altering perception. We think that this unsub is striking out because he feels that he's been inaccurately perceived by the community or a subset of it.
He feels that these attacks will affect and alter a reality that he is caught in, that he perceives to be unjust.
He's so self-centered, he believes his victims will know the reason for the attack and who did it.
This individual was savvy enough to use Rohypnol to obstruct our investigation, erasing the memories of the victims of how they were poisoned.
Hold on. If this guy believes that his victims know who he is, why is he covering his tracks?
Because these victims aren't his primary targets.
We know from precedent that this kind of offender, the Avenger, tests his weapon first. This attack was a test run.
Test run for what?
We don't know yet. What we do know is this is not the first time he's aired his grievances. While it's not likely that he has a criminal record, it is possible that he has filed criminal charges or pursued a civil action against his perceived adversaries. And now, to measure the results of his test, he's watching.
And he wants to see the results of his test. Once he has them, all those years of pent-up rage will be unleashed in the form of a larger attack. Profile indicates a lot of people could die.
We had a leak.
That's right, Steve. Neighbors became aware something was wrong when a local Beechwood restaurant closed early. From inside sources, we learned that representatives of the CDC began testing food inside the restaurant.
If you're going to report the store, name the restaurant.
Then I confirmed we were told that some of the food had apparently been tainted with hallucinogenic drugs.
Name the restaurant.
We do confirm all of this. We will not release the name of the restaurant. We'll only say it's a Beechwood area favorite. This is Suzanne Huang reporting live from Beechwood. Back to you, Steve.
They didn't name the restaurant.
What is it?
Well, the local hospital makes sure they know what's coming.
Excuse me. Where do your 911 calls get routed?
There's a county phone bank. They contact first responders, the fire department.
Alert them, too. They're going to need additional personnel and any other backup you've got, auxiliary cops, you're going to have to call them.
But why?
Because we're going to have a heck of a time just calming people down, and we really don't need the confusion to interfere with our investigation.
Sir, you want me to start making those calls?
No. Hey, everybody, please shut up for a minute. Tell me what this is all about.
We can't comment. No, we still don't know for sure why those people were poisoned.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I just got off with the hospital. They're swamped with over 50 potential poisonings from local restaurants, but no hallucinations.
Another poisoning?
Well, maybe more hysteria.
We've looked into any civil or criminal complaints from employees, ex-employees, suppliers, regulars at the cafe. Not one good lead.
There's got to be somebody connected to that cafe who pops as a suspect.
Morgan, you want to go back there, see if we can find another angle?
Couldn't hurt. JJ, you and Reed go to the hospital, see if any of the poisonings seem legit.
Okay.
I really can't talk right now. We just got hammered. Listen, most of these food poisonings are probably psychosomatic. What makes you think that?
A news broadcast just reported the local restaurant was poisoned. Now, it would be a huge coincidence if there was another poisoning right after that aired.
So what do you want me to do?
Help us figure out which cases, if any, are real.
People are coming in with all kinds of complaints. But there's at least one case that isn't psychosomatic. She's barely breathing.
Can you take us to the doctor that's treating that patient?
Uncle Hodge.
All right.
If you're an Avenger, she's your target for a reason, right? Well, then why haven't we found anyone connected to this cafe who fits the profile?
Why hasn't the CDC found any trace of the drugs?
Wait a minute. What if it's not the profile that's wrong with the target?
Not this cafe.
Just because a bunch of victims came to eat here doesn't necessarily mean that they get poisoned here.
Where?
When the patient got here, couldn't remember anything about her day. Her speech was so slurred I could barely understand her.
Sounds like Rohypnol. Did you test her?
She was positive for Rohypnol, negative for LSD. But we're running more tests because Rohypnol alone doesn't explain her symptoms. She presented with nausea, difficulty swallowing, and labored breathing. She was also having trouble moving her legs.
How long has she been sick?
She didn't know. I could barely understand her when she first got here. Now she can't speak at all.
Do you know of biological agents that have a similar symptom? Ricin, sarin gas.
You think this is a biological attack?
Can't rule anything out.
I'll order a few more tests.
That's why I have my business account. Thanks, Neil.
No soda machines, hot dog stands, water fountains, or anything else. Get anything?
Maybe. First New Jersey Federal, right across the street. One of the victims who I talked to said that he went to that bank on the day that he was dosed.
How do you get poisoned at a bank?
I don't know, but I'd like to take a look at the security tapes.
After you. Right there, pause it up.
Jack Fisher.
About to have the worst night of his life.
That's all of them. Every one of the victims who turned up at the ER three nights ago is on this tape. I'm going to call Hanover.
I can bring the CDC guys. They can test the candies. I'll call Hodge.
Morgan, it's Hodge. What's up?
Reed, I think she's trying to say something.
The end?
She may be incoherent from lack of oxygen.
It's the...
Doctor!
No, Hodge, we're pretty sure it's the bank. All the victims are on their security tapes.
Then you should look for Linda Dempsey, 45. Garcia's emailing a picture to your phone.
Hold on a second, I'm checking. Yeah, I got it. Linda Dempsey. Hold on. No. I was checking. Yeah, we got her, Hodge. Check and tape.
Right there. That's her.
Play it again. Okay, not only was she here, but from one of these tapes, it looks like she was the one replacing the candies. Hodge, she could be the unsub.
We're working with
her. We'll call you back.
So what are the chances that she's not poisoned, that maybe she's got some bad food?
Highly improbable. Chances are basically nil.
What is the rate of survival?
This dose, without antitoxin, zero.
What is it?
Botulism.
Doctor, her BP is dropping rapidly.
It's sepsis. Give another amp of Epi.
She's going into B-fib.
She's crashing. Get the paddles.
Charging to 200.
Clear.
Nothing. Charging to 300.
Clear.
Still nothing.
The test run is over. Page it code blue.
Yes, doctor, right away. Starting CPR.
careful. The fresh air doesn't kill you, Fritz. Your days, Dennis. Don't stay late. The kids need you.
Thanks, Mr. Dennis. Have fun.
She was an executive assistant. She has no expertise with chemicals. She doesn't fit the profile of the unsub.
But the CDC found both LSD and Rohypnol in the candy she was replacing it. Right?
She must have been an accomplice. And when the unsub finished using her to further his attack, he killed her with botulism.
So what does that tell us about the unsub?
He's far more sophisticated than we realize.
Why is that?
Botulism toxin is the deadliest substance known to man. It blocks acetylcholine receptors, paralyzing its victims until basically choking you to death. Without a antitoxin, a lethal dose will kill you in 36 hours.
How many people have access to this stuff?
In New Jersey, quite a few. It's the pharmaceutical and chemical capital of the U.S. So the toxin can be ordered in the form of Botox through any chemical or biological lab or Botox clinic. It has to be purified, but any chemist or lab assistant has that capability.
So we're looking for chemists and sophisticated lab assistants?
Basically.
Okay, wait a minute. If the unsub is a chemist with access to the toxin, what did he need Dempsey for?
Well, we don't know yet. But she worked for a company called, I don't know where to go, Hitchcock Pharmaceuticals. I think there's a good chance the unsub worked there, too.
Well, let's start with people who fit the profile and had a recent stressor.
Like anybody fired from Hitchcock in the past 6 months.
Hitchcock's a giant company, Sugar Shack. There were over 100 people fired just this past year.
And so far, none of them fit the profile?
No. But I do have 30 names of people who were downsized and shunted off to other lame companies with a cut in pay and benefits.
All right, send us the names.
We'll cross-reference them with civil and criminal complaints filed with local PD. But I want you to keep digging. And while you're at it, look for any connection to the First New Jersey Federal Bank.
I'm on it, Angel.
Our guy's acting like a workplace mass murderer. He'd stay close, seething, and he'd plan his revenge.
Well, if he is a workplace killer, what else does that tell us about him?
Well, for one, they don't give themselves up. He's lost his empathy, his moral compass. He's capable of anything.
All those innocent people at the bank.
They meant nothing to him. He'll take out anybody to forward his cause.
Like Dempsey.
Like Dempsey, and eventually even himself. Until he finishes taking out his primary target, so.
We have no idea where he's going to strike next. For all we know, he could poison the local reservoir.
Oh, local cops haven't gotten any leads out of Dempsey. Why don't you go to Hitchcock and see if you have any luck?
Yeah.
Miss Dempsey's boss is away for the week. I just can't believe this happened to her.
Is there anyone that you can think of who would want to hurt Miss Dempsey? I mean, anyone here at work?
She wasn't the type to inspire hatred. I mean, she was pretty quiet, actually.
Would you say that she was awkward? You know, like, socially?
A little, yeah. She made a lot of jokes about herself. You know, self-deprecating jokes. I always thought she'd do a lot better dating if she didn't.
So she was single as far as you knew?
I couldn't say one way or the other. I mean, she never really talked to me about that kind of thing.
Is there anything about her behavior that was unusual lately? Anything that you noticed that was out of her normal routine?
Just that she was very busy this last week. And there's a big corporate retreat coming up that she was helping her boss put together. I'm sorry, I can't give any more help.
It's all right. I'm going to go take a look through her things, if that's okay.
The police already went through her desk, but feel free.
Thanks.
Yeah, some of these layoffs were brutal. This one chemical engineer had been at Hitchcock 19 years when he was downsized.
Yeah, it could certainly inspire homicidal rage, huh?
The guy was in his late 40s, head of his department. Definitely had a generous severance package.
Well, all these guys are living off pensions. They may not be happy about it, but I don't see him killing over it.
Garcia. Talk to me, hot stuff.
Get this, Cochise. I found a chemist who works at a company that was bought by Hitchcock called Palme Cosmetics. Now, here's the thing. Lynn Dempsey applied for a loan at New Jersey Federal Bank
around the same time this chemist applied for a patent on this anti-aging breakthrough technology thing called PCO99.
So maybe he applied for a loan in her name to make his product?
That's what I thought, but both the loan and the patent were rejected because Hitchcock had already applied for the patent and the patent deal had gone through, drumroll please, New Jersey Federal Bank.
I'm tracking his cell phone, and it won't be long before I have his location.
let us take him. He didn't kill himself. It doesn't fit the profile of a workplace killer.
Sometimes you miss the mark. Let's be glad we did. He's our best chance at stopping the next attack.
Bill's lab had traces of botulinum toxin, but no clues as to what he's up to next.
Our only chance is to make him tell us.
You think he will?
Once caught, these types usually do. They want the whole world to know about their brilliant plan to destroy their enemies.
In case he doesn't give it up, let's play every angle. We need to re-examine everything we know about this guy.
I'll check witness reports, forensic evidence, anything that might be a clue to this guy's plan.
A lot of lives could be at stake.
You were romantically involved with Lynn Dempsey, Mr. Hill.
Is that what she said?
That's what her sister said. What happened to her?
The fact is, Lynn was already dead. That company killed her years ago.
They kill you too?
Well, they might as well have. They took everything from me. Fruits of my labor, the best years of my life. They took my family, and when there was nothing left to take, they took 2/3 of my salary and my health insurance.
You have the opportunity to treat people with the mercy that they never showed you.
I can't even tell you how little that means to me.
What would it mean to your children?
Listen, you worked hard. Played by the rules your whole life. You don't want to go out like this. You do, you stoop to their level. There are things we can do for you. There's ways to help you if you let us.
What can you do for me?
We're FBI. We have influence with justice. If you have a legitimate claim, and I believe you do, we can see to it that you get fair compensation and credit. And that's all you wanted, right? A fair deal.
That's all I ever wanted.
Of course. You don't think the company knows they screwed you? You don't think everything they do, every move they make, isn't designed to screw people like you?
You could really get me those things,
Ed. This is my ABA card. I'm a lawyer, and I'm offering to take your case. And if you accept, I have to do what you say. This whole thing is being videotaped. I can't lie about that.
I would like my sons to know that their dad created something. I created something good.
Yeah. Tell us. What did you do?
There's a party this afternoon in the executive building. All the departments get together. There's a punch bowl.
Stop. Don't drink that. Put it down. Put it down right now. Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. We are FBI. I need everybody to remain calm, but there may be some contaminated food here that could make you sick.
Please put down whatever it is that you're eating and drinking, and please just take it easy. We're going to be coming around asking you some questions.
Is everyone going to be okay?
Yes. Okay, the CDC is here with 3 dozen doses of antitoxin. We're going to make sure everyone gets some just in case. Whoever may have gotten sick, we should have caught it in time.
The punch tested positive for botulinum toxin.
About a dozen of the partygoers reported symptoms, but they've all been given the antitoxin.
Thanks, JJ. I'm calling back.
Bye.
What is it?
You're right. That makes sense. I mean, why didn't Hill take his own life when we had him surrounded?
Guys, I think we have a problem. I've been looking over the victim reports. One of the victims that was originally dosed was severely diabetic.
And?
He wouldn't have taken candy from the candy bowl at the bank. All the victims were there, we know that. But how are they poisoned? I started looking at the security footage. We know Lynn Dempsey replaced some candy from the bowl. Look how close that jar is to the deposit envelopes. Now watch this. See that? Her hand is directly in the stack of envelopes.
So you think the envelopes were poisoned as well as the candy?
As Lynn Dempsey was dying, she kept saying something like, the end, the end. I think what she was saying was, the envelopes. I mean, what was it that Hill was actually testing? The rohypnol, the LSD?
the delivery system.
Exactly. Botulinum toxin and LSD are the only two substances in the world toxic enough to be effective in doses as small as 1/1000th of a gram. Small enough to fit on the glue strip of an envelope.
But the CDC didn't find any evidence of poison on the envelopes.
They wouldn't have. The envelopes were destroyed after the checks were deposited and processed.
So like the Rohypnol, Hill was using the candy to throw us off. To cover his tracks. To distract us from the fact that he was testing the envelopes.
What I can't figure out is, why would he test the envelopes to poison the punch?
Because the punch is a decoy just like the candy.
He's not finished.
Gideon. He's dead.
He killed himself before we even got to him.
Yeah.
It's Morgan. Listen, I'm looking at these victims from
Hitchcock. This doesn't add up. All of these people are lower level.
Regular office workers. This guy was trying to get back at the people who screwed him. None of them are here.
What do you mean, where are they?
The entire upper management staff is away on a corporate retreat.
The office manager mentioned to L that Dempsey was organizing a retreat.
So then Hill wasn't using Dempsey for access to the office party?
No, he used it for access to the retreat. Where are the executives? Can they be reached?
No, not until tomorrow.
They're out in the middle of the woods somewhere.
It's one of those no cell phones allowed type of things.
And what are they doing there?
You know, bonding exercises, they play games, that kind of stuff.
What kind of games?
When voting, you want to think about the qualities you admire most. So tomorrow, we tally the votes to find out who our new team leader is. Now, we don't want a repeat of last year's fiasco, so this year, I brought along some envelopes.
The victims need to ingest the antitoxin within 4 hours from the time they were poisoned.
And make sure you seal the envelope so there's no cheating, Brad. Shut up and lick it, Bob.
Hey, you there, want anything?
Negative, he checks the first three campsites, nothing.
How about the park service?
A couple of families on holiday, none saw the target. Wait a minute, I'm getting a radio from the stage. They found something near the access road at Trailhead 6. EMTs are in route.
By the minute.
Who's the sickest?
That one over there.
Medic.
Down trouble breathing. Hyperventilating, I think.
What time do you lick the envelopes?
They said around 12:30.
I'm a federal agent. You're going to be fine. This is going to make you feel 100%. Relax your breathing. You're going to be fine. Thank you. Confucius warned us, before you embark on a journey of revenge, dig two graves.
How are you gonna know where you're gonna go when the sun goes down and you find yourself alone?
You're not asleep.
Just finishing my report.
Are you okay?
It's always another file. This next one's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Of all the departments, why'd you choose the BAU?
You know, I had prosecuted dozens of murder cases, and by the time they reached my desk, it always felt like it was too late. And I wanted to stop them before they got to my desk. That doesn't really answer your question.
No, it doesn't.
I guess I'm still trying to figure it out.
Just gonna try and get some sleep.